This is Free Talk Live, the Friday edition of the show.
You can bring up anything, as always, whether it be, whatever's on your mind.
Take control of the airwaves. The number is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Loaded up with stuff to talk about tonight. We'll try to get to some of your emails. We've got everything from marijuana, since yesterday was 420.
Mm-hmm.
We have some related stories. The FDA is on the attack in regards to marijuana. We'll start things out with that. Plus, there's an Asian takeover. Everybody's concerned about Mexicans taking over out west, but it turns out that that might not be the case at all. Or there's certainly another aspect that nobody's paying attention to. Let's see. Also, Harry Potter is under attack. Plus, a drug firm bombshell has been dropped.
Harry Potter's under attack by Free Talk Live on Podcast Alley, anyway.
And a New York council member has actually come out in favor of legalizing drugs. Alberto Gonzalez proposing a web labeling law. And we've got stuff about men and women and emotional, I guess, wiring.
Yep. Emotional wiring and different ways, sex cues, things that make men and women respond a little bit differently.
All of that loaded up tonight. We got 3 hours. We'll see how much of it we can get to. And, of course, the show is about your calls, so you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We're actually going to start things out by going to the phones. Let's talk to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's been a while since I called.
What's on your mind, Fred?
Well, if I could just go into the subject of the avian flu. And,
okay.
And, I kind of don't know what to think about it, even though I do think that a case could be made that it's overhyped.
I think it's probably definitely overhyped.
And extremely interesting thing happened. I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday on the Power Hour. I think Joyce brought it up.
Whatever.
That the head of CDC, Julie Gerberding, She gave a speech which completely contradicted everything that she said up till now on the threat of the avian flu.
What did she say?
Well, I don't have the text of it, but
Do you have the gist?
Yeah, the gist of it is that you don't have the same kind of public health threat that other diseases represent, and that they don't have a way of proving that it is a threat, and I think it was before a small audience, so this may have just slipped out. Maybe she's got something in her conscience or something.
A moment of honesty, huh?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think?
Possibly. I'm not concerned with it at all. I think they're blowing it out of proportion. They're trying to get people scared. I'm not sure why they're trying to scare people about this. I've heard some theories, but
it does tie into massive spending and control and kind of. We're going to regulate regardless
right.
of what you do. So
I know what it's tied
into. All the other agendas.
I'm remembering what Jim Babka was talking about last night on the show, man, which we had Jim Babka on from DownsizedDC.org pointing out that there's a new law being proposed to mandate that farmers tag and basically ID chip all of their farm animals. So from chickens to cows, and of course the avian influenza is one of the excuses that they're using to foist this on mom and pop farmers.
Well, the tagging is not the real insidious part about that. It's the fines.
Well, that's true. Fines and the regulation and the paperwork.
The bureaucracy.
And you can't take your horse outside your property without notifying
that's
them.
Right. So they're just they're using the avian influenza as an excuse to pass legislation. Thanks for the call, Fred.
Okay.
We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know. Are either of you guys concerned about the avian flu thing? It seems like it's just a scare tactic.
Really. I've got a bit of a concern about it.
Okay.
I don't think that there should be any huge government regulations because I don't think the government can do anything about the avian flu.
Yeah, one thing's for sure. Mandating tagging and paperwork and other just bureaucratic mandates for farm owners is not going to save us from avian influenza.
Well, all they're proposing to do is slaughter all the chickens that are found around any infected bird for a 5-mile radius or something like that. Well, I don't think they're going to have
any
more luck slaughtering chickens with or without some kind of chicken tagging
yeah.
system, because they're going to screw up their chicken tagging system anyway.
Sure.
Well, the thing that scares me about the avian flu is the fact that the government is in control, and we have organizations like the CDC and FEMA that are going to be handling any sort of, if the avian flu were to get out of control, and if anything were to happen with the avian flu, the problem is that the organizations that we have in control are completely incompetent. And
yes, they absolutely are.
They're going to make the situation worse rather than better if anything were to happen.
A big problem with what we have going on in this country is that everybody sort of has this worship, this hero worship for organizations like the CDC
right.
and the FDA, you know, as though these government bureaucracies are going to keep us safe. And
they've ever kept us safe. I mean, I can't imagine they have. You know, if the FDA wanted, if aspirin came about right now, the FDA wouldn't approve it. And how great is aspirin for us?
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the FDA. I know you, they put out a press release. Of course, yesterday was 420. We talked about marijuana, and the FDA had something to say about it, didn't they?
Right. Washington, April the 20th. The Food and Drug Administration said Thursday that no sound scientific studies supported the medical use of marijuana, contradicting a 1999 review by a panel of highly regarded scientists. Now, this is from the New York Times. The announcement asserts that the health agency into yet another fierce political fight. Susan Breaux, an agency spokeswoman, said Thursday the statement resulted from a past combined review by federal drug enforcement, regulatory, and research agencies that concluded smoked marijuana has no currently accepted or proven medical use in the United States and is not an approved medical treatment.
According to the FDA.
Right. These bureaucrats. Said here, drug enforcement, regulatory, and research agencies.
According to a politically motivated agency.
Right.
It has no uses. But according to all kinds of other studies done by various different scientific groups around the world, there have been a lot of different things that have been found to be true about marijuana.
Absolutely.
Well, the other thing is, if marijuana being a painkiller, if the FDA were to have looked into aspirin at the same time right now, it would be making the exact same statement about aspirin, especially if people were using aspirin recreationally.
Right. That's really their problem, is they don't want people using it recreationally, so therefore they'll do anything. How do they even know? You can't do studies on marijuana in the United States.
That's right. It's illegal.
So research agencies? My butt. They don't know anything.
Well, I think the 1999 study they're referring to is the Institute of Medicine. I don't know if the article goes in any detail, but the government itself they funded a study through the Institute of Medicine,
mm-hmm.
and it came back and said, without a doubt, that there is no gateway effect for marijuana. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that it came back with that contradicted the government's long-time claims about it, and they just brushed it aside. I mean, they had funded the study, and then they brushed it aside. It got reported in some alternative media sources, but otherwise, it didn't really hit it very big. And, of course, you've got individual cases like Steve Cubby, who is now out of jail, by the way.
Really?
Yes, we haven't had much of a chance to talk about
it. That's really strange. Torgo and I were just having a conversation about Steve Cubby before coming over here.
I was trying to get him on. I've been trying to get him on the show. I'd like to have him come on and tell his story, but he is
out.
He's a man who's in California. He's got adrenal cancer, and he finds that smoking marijuana helps him.
How did he end up out so soon?
Long story, and I don't want to get into it. Well, hopefully he'll come on and tell us
himself. Okay, hold that. Yeah. Well, look forward to that in the future.
Yes. And so he's out, and he's found benefits.
I'm going to stop you again. If you want to know exactly when that's going to happen, you should get on our updates list.
Well, we don't normally announce guests in advance.
You do occasionally.
Yeah, it's
especially when it's somebody like Stephen Cubby. I mean, we've had Stephen Cubby, or we've talked about the whole Stephen Cubby thing. I think that's worth an announcement.
It's something we would definitely consider doing. And you can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. So you got Steve Cubby, you've got other medical patients, cancer patients, AIDS patients. I understand that these are case studies. These are individuals that are making claims about how medical marijuana helps them, but why should we disbelieve them? These are sick people that are honestly believing they're getting some beneficial effects.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why not. I mean, if people want to use crystals to cure their cancer, why the heck shouldn't they be able to do it? If they want to use marijuana to help them feel better, fine. It shouldn't matter.
Now,
spray a little Windex on it.
The insidious part of this, though, is that it was released on 420 when everybody was thinking about marijuana and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just propaganda. It's terrible.
It is. And we're going to talk about the solution to the FDA, because we want to get rid of the FDA, but we also think that there's something that could replace it. 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Friday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them totally free. So go get them. Freetalklive.com. Tune in there. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. By the way, exciting things going on in New Hampshire this weekend. They're going to have a huge national ID, anti-national ID protest tomorrow.
Great.
At the state capitol. Multiple groups are getting together for this. I mean, you've got everybody from the libertarians to just this, and there's an entire group that's just against national ID. The Constitution Party is going to be
it's
there.
It's a suggestion for if anybody's listening. If I were going to one of those protests, I would make a giant cardboard eye that I could set on fire. Just an eye. I'd like to see an eye set on fire.
I know the NH3.com crew loves setting things on fire.
Exactly. That's, you know.
They might take your suggestion.
You know, just a pair of eyes, you know, a shady, you know, one of those neighborhood watch signs or something like that, and just set that on fire.
So we'll let you know. I'm sure we'll hear from one of the participants tomorrow.
Maybe get some old video cameras
on the show. I'm sure somebody will check in with us and give us the details on that. So we're talking about the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. And their job is to approve, well, new medications. It's one of the things that they do, and they require that it goes that a new medication, a proposed medication, go through years of testing. In fact, I believe it's about a decade, and billions of dollars of, well, what amounts to nothing more than fees. I mean, these billions of dollars aren't going to do anything more than to enrich the FDA. And now here they are issuing a proclamation. They're essentially saying what, Manwich?
Well, they're saying that, in fact, marijuana has no medical benefits. When they did a study in 1999 by the Institute of Medicine that, in fact, said, yes, it does. Matter of fact, John Benson, co-chairman of the Institute of Medicine committee that examined the research into marijuana's effects, said in an interview that the statement on Thursday, really odd that it came out on 420, and combined review by other agencies were wrong. The federal government loves to ignore our report, said Dr. Benson, a professor of internal medicine at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. He doesn't know anything. They would rather it never happen. Some scientists and legislators said the agency's statement about marijuana demonstrated that politics has trumped science.
Of course.
Yep. Unfortunately, this is yet another example of the FDA making pronouncements that seem to be driven more by ideology than by science, says Harvard Medical School doctor. Representative Maurice D. Hitchney, whatever, a New York Democrat who has sponsored legislation to allow medical uses of marijuana, said the statement reflected the influence of the Drug Enforcement Administration, which he said had long pressured the FDA to help in its fight against marijuana.
I believe it.
Yep. A spokesman for the...
Now two government bureaucracies have come out against marijuana. It must mean it's bad.
Spokeswoman for the DEA referred questions to Mr. Walter's office. Food and Drug Administration statement said state initiatives that legalize marijuana were inconsistent with efforts to ensure that medications undergo the rigorous scientific scrutiny of the FDA approval process.
Screw your FDA approval process.
You hear that? Do you understand what they just said? It's more important, our little process, than helping people in their time of need.
Well, their excuse, man, which is if you don't go through their process, their 10-year, multi-billion-dollar testing process, if you don't go through that process, then somebody might die.
It's not a drug. It's a plant. Okay?
But they're saying
it's no different than eating setting oregano on fire. And, I mean, what difference does it make? Why? Who the hell do they think they are to even regulate this?
They are the gods of food and drugs. Nothing will get approval in this country if they don't say so. And as a result, people die in America.
Yeah.
We've talked about the FDA before on the show, and the fact is there are medications that could have saved people's lives had they been able to get to the marketplace, but the FDA was just holding them up in their approval process. We can't release this yet. It's got another 5 years to go. Sorry, all those of you that are having heart attacks. You can't take this experimental heart attack medication and possibly save your lives. You have to wait. Just hang on there, 5 more years, and we'll have it through the process. Well, we might not approve it after the 5 years are done, but, well, we might. Just cross your fingers and sit back. Relax. Okay, we know you've got heart trouble, but what are you going to do about it? We're the FDA, and we're in control. They control everything. And, look, when we're calling for abolishing the FDA on Free Talk Live, that doesn't mean that we just want everybody to go out and buy dangerous drugs. We still want drugs to be tested. We just think that they can be tested on a voluntary basis. They can be tested by, like, a private institute, various different universities around the country, and there could be competing groups testing drugs.
Consumer Reports agencies is basically what you would have.
It says here that scientists who study medical use of marijuana said in interviews that the federal government had actively discouraged research. Lyle Cracker, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Yes, professor in the Division of Plant and Soil Sciences, the University of Massachusetts, said he submitted an application to the DEA in 2001 to grow a small patch of marijuana to be used for research because government-approved marijuana grown in Mississippi was of poor quality. Of course, if government grows marijuana, it's going to be crap, cack, dirt weed.
Same thing in Canada, by the way. Canada has a government-distributed marijuana program, and the smokers say it's just utter trash.
In 2004, the Drug Enforcement Agency turned Cracker down. He appealed and is awaiting the judge's ruling. The reason there's no good evidence is that they don't want an honest trial, Dr. Cracker said.
That's right.
It's just whatever they can do to stonewall medical marijuana, because they know that that's it. That's the slide. That's what's going to take us to legalization.
And if it was to be legalized, then all their fun would go away. Then they wouldn't be able to just steal people's pot anymore, like we were reporting on last night. They waltzed right on into a medical marijuana dispensary out in California with guns pointed at the people that were on the inside, because apparently potheads are really dangerous. And so they ordered people to the floor, stole their multiple pounds of pot that they had, and took $48,000 while they were there. All the fun's over then. If we right. legalize marijuana, then what's the DEA going to do with all their time and guns?
With financing from the state of California, Dr. Abrams undertook what he said was a rigorous placebo-controlled trial of marijuana smoking in HIV patients who suffered from nerve pain. Smoking marijuana proved effects in ameliorating pain, said Dr. Abrams, but he was having trouble getting the study published.
Ameliorating.
Yeah,
whatever the term is. I don't know the term. One wonders how anyone could fulfill the Food and Drug Administration's request for well-controlled trials to prove marijuana's benefits. They make it so hard. Anything that they can do to make it hard.
They're trying. They really are. They'd like to do it, but the DEA says, no, no, no. You can't do that. Somebody might get high. We don't want that to happen. In regards to this medical issue, I've got something that is kind of on the other side of this, about from the Washington Post, in regard talking about how psychiatric experts have been outed as having ties to drug companies.
Hmm.
So not
oh,
only
gee,
do
imagine
not,
that.
Yeah, not only do we have a big FDA that's restricting little companies from coming out with new medications, but we also have this sort of oligopoly of big drug companies that have psychiatrists in their pockets, and they're essentially, these psychiatrists are coming out saying, yeah, these drugs are great, when they're owning stocks and that sort of thing. So we'll share that with you coming up. But let's go to Triddle in Washington first. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, when I called in about Iran earlier not having nuclear weapons, I knew I was setting myself up for a lot of disagreement, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I'd like to do some follow-up.
Okay.
So maybe it's the Wikipedia administrator in me, but I feel like I have to provide a neutral point of view. A friend of mine pointed out that we have more to worry about from North Korea than we do from Iran, and supposedly Iran is still 10 years away from having the bomb. They also appear to be cooperating with inspectors, so that's interesting food for thought.
I see.
And I've got more in my mind. Can you guys
All right, well, hang on, Triddle. 800-259-9231. So Triddle will see if he's going to recant his claims from earlier this week about how he wants to bomb Iran. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now.
Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Friday edition of the show. You bring up whatever's on your mind and join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got over 1,000 of our listeners around the world that have plotted themselves on our listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can scroll around the entire world and see where are some of our listeners are at. You can add yourself to the map. It's simple. You plug your location in, your name, even a photo of yourself if you like, and a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll be on our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going back to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening.
All right, so you said you're going to address your comments about Iran the other night. You had called in and said you were really scared and you wanted to bomb Iran so they couldn't bomb us first. That was essentially what you said.
Well, I think, and I still maintain that Iran should not be allowed to have nuclear weapons because of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. But what's on my mind here, I have an interesting story about the initiation of force, and it kind of refutes my own argument, so you guys will probably enjoy it.
Okay.
So I had a bad deal go down once with a car. And I was about to get screwed out of a car title. It would have prevented me from selling a car that I'd already paid for to another person. In the absence of any other solution, and after I'd been lied to, I got some friends together, and we went to the guy's house to take care of business. Instead of me having to initiate force, the other guy did. He wound up hitting me with a chair. The interesting bit is I didn't respond. I took my hit, and it actually calmed the situation down. After that point, I had a battery charge to hold over him, and I finally got what I wanted. It's a tough way to get a car title, but at least there were no broken bones.
Hmm. Well, that's a neat story.
Yeah. And I'd also like to clear up a factual error. Manwich said the United States never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
I double checked
on it. We signed it in 1968.
Holy crap.
I think you're thinking of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, which forbids all nuclear explosions. And I kind of think it's a shame we didn't sign that myself.
Huh. You know, I heard another listener emailed me on this nuke issue with Iran. And he pointed out that, okay, we're apparently, there's an agreement that says that Iran can actually, they can develop nuclear technology, but they can't develop nuclear bombs.
Yeah, that's the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Right. So they can do something on a nuclear basis, just not bombs.
Correct. That is correct. And I have one final thing on my mind, and I think I'm going to drop my own bomb here. So a later caller said about, I had a lack of principles. Well, I've got a surprise for you guys. I have no principles. In fact, I'm not a libertarian, so I hope you guys don't hate me now.
So what are you?
Why would we hate you?
I have no label I put on myself, and I'm just kidding, Manwich.
I see. Well, that's okay. I'm not a libertarian either.
Well, if anything, I consider myself a fairly strict constitutionalist, but I'm definitely not a member of the Constitution Party. They're not.
Well, if you're a strict constitutionalist, then you should be calling for the withdrawal of the troops from around the world, because...
I do. And
how are you going to bomb Iran if you want to withdraw the troops from around the world?
It's called Letters of Marque and Reprisal.
I don't understand.
That is one of the things in the Constitution that Congress is allowed to do. It's write a letter of marque and reprisal. A letter of marque is free travel for a citizen of one country into another. It's kind of like a visa in reverse. And a letter of reprisal is a declaration of an act that is just short of war.
So how does that translate into bombing Iran?
Because... you write a letter of marque to the pilot of the plane who goes into Iran, and the act of reprisal is blowing up their facilities.
It's cute, Triddle. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I've just got to say...
Do you have to give a visa to the guy who's going to fly a plane over here and drop a bomb on us?
I don't know. I don't. You know, this whole thing about being afraid of labels, I think it's a weird thing. First of all, I consider myself capital L libertarian. Not afraid of the label. I consider myself a principled libertarian. And why? Because I agree with the libertarian principles. I mean, I have behind me a bottle of soda.
Yes.
I just labeled it. It's a soda.
Well, I'm a libertarian to the point where some libertarians wouldn't want me around.
Well,
I'm so libertarian. I'm a free marketeer.
But it's a principle of liberty. If you adhere to the, you know, what a libertarian is that first, that initial contract, I will not initiate political, or I will not initiate force for the social or political gain.
I agree.
If you don't agree with that, then you're not a libertarian.
It's simple to me.
You know, if you do agree with it, then you are. You know.
Okay, then I guess I am a libertarian.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. I consider myself a libertarian, and I consider a lot of people out there who call themselves libertarians, not.
I feel like people like you and I, Johnson, who adhere to that that message, are kind of being pushed out of the movement. I mean, at least out of the party.
Probably just like that, what happened in the Republican Party.
Yeah, by these pragmatists that are taking over, and they're unprincipled, and they're saying, we need to get rid of this pledge. It's hurting us. This pledge that people have to take when they sign the Libertarian Party.
Hurting us! What we need to do is we need to just gain political power and money. And then what we need to do is we need to just throw out our morals and our principles. And then what we need to do is we need to add a little bit more religion into the party. And then what we need to do is, well, why are we even different from the Republicans? It doesn't, you know?
Exactly.
What we need to do is we need to just popularize everything. We're not going to try and change anything. We want everything else. We want to change ourselves to match everything else.
We
as opposed to trying to change the outside and make it match us.
Yeah, these are the people that believe that if we make our message more palatable for the mainstream, then we'll get more of the Republican voters or something like that, or more Democrat voters. When in fact, I think that we need to be keeping our message principled, because once that principled message gets out there, we find the people that agree with us, and they are out there. I think they're the silent majority. Personally, they're the people that don't participate in politics. They're the people that hate what the government does. Those are the people we want to appeal to.
And I'm sorry,
I do not think that they are the silent majority by any stretch of the imagination. I think that. I mean, to say that people hold libertarian views, some libertarian views I think everyone holds, but to say that people hold all libertarian views isn't looking at the world in very realistic...
Nobody starts out being a principled libertarian.
Right,
very
which
few people
I believe
do.
Libertarians need to attack things issue by issue, which I think they need to be somewhat clandestine.
When they come across libertarianism and they look into it to see what it means, I think we need to have them see that we're principled and that we're based on a very simple, overarching principle, and that says that I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. They can come in on one issue. Fine. They can come in when they hear about our position on marijuana, or they can come in when they hear about our position on war.
I want to say, here's this. Here's a much, much easier, more simplified, rather than I only support the initiation of, you know, or I don't support the initiation of force for political or social gain. It's long, it's complicated. Four words. Force by response only.
Oh, okay, that's
a
good.
Lot easier. A lot more simple to explain to people. Force by response only.
I think that I like the oath because it sounds much more peaceful. I think people like the peaceful sound to it.
It's very simple. It's just as peaceful for me. You're only for using force in any fashion by response only.
Whichever one it turns out to be, I'm glad we have one for now. But if these people get in control that want to get in control and abolish the pledge, then we're going to have to go and start another political party, you know, the Free Marketeer Party or something like that. 1-800-259-9231. All right, from the Washington Post, every psychiatric expert involved in writing the standard diagnostic criteria for disorders such as depression and schizophrenia has had financial ties to drug companies that sell medications for those very illnesses, according to a new analysis. Of the 170 experts in all who contributed to the manual that actually defines these disorders, from personality problems to drug addiction, more than half of them had such ties, including 100% of the experts who served on work groups on mood disorders and psychotic disorders.
Disturbing.
More on the way. 800-259-9231 plus sexual wiring different between men and ladies. We'll talk about that and more. Oh, and Energy Star. You've got details on Energy Star in regards to government regulation. You've seen this Energy Star logo on, for instance, your computer monitors. We'll tell you what it's all about on the way on Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Invite you to our website, to the bulletin board system, as a matter of fact, with, I think, over 98,000 posts. Gosh, we might be really close to 100,000. I haven't looked, actually, in the past day or two. Lots of posts. And lots of people interacting. Over 1,200 people there. It's all for free. Various different topics, from fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. The Washington Post reporting that of the 170 experts that contributed to the manual that defines psychotic disorders and mood disorders, 100% of those experts actually were found to have had ties, some sort of financial ties, to drug companies. According to Lisa Cosgrove, a clinical psychologist at the University of Massachusetts, quote, I don't think the public's aware of how egregious the financial ties are.
So wait, how many out of how many?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's 100% of the experts who served on the mood disorder and psychotic disorder or disorder work groups. They had ties to the companies that were producing those drugs for those disorders. She says, I don't think people are aware of how egregious the financial ties are in the field of psychiatry. The analysis comes at a time of growing debate over the rising use of medication as the primary or sole treatment for many psychiatric disorders, which is a trend driven in part by definitions of mental disorders in the psychiatric manual. Cosgrove said she began her research after discovering that 5 of 6 panel members studying whether certain premenstrual problems are a psychiatric disorder had ties to Eli Lilly and Company, which was seeking to market Prozac to treat those very symptoms.
Really strange.
The process of
what their findings were.
The process of defining such disorders is far from scientific, she said. Quote, you would be dismayed at how political the process can be. Now, I could go on here. I mean, there's more evidence, just heaps of evidence about these ties, and it's pretty disturbing, right? I mean, the idea here is that the psychiatrists that are backing up the studies that are claiming that we need drugs to treat these disorders have financial connections to the companies that are creating the very same drugs that they're supporting.
Yes.
That's
dirty, dirty little game.
Certainly dirty game. And I think a lot of people, and I'm probably in the article somewhere, somebody's going to call for regulation. Somebody's probably going to say, that, well, the answer here is we need to pass a law. Clearly, people that are doing studies on these psychotic disorders should not have financial ties to the medical industry, to the pharmaceutical industry, and we should punish them with jail time if they do. I mean, I can already hear people calling for regulation.
I wondered where you were going with this.
Well,
I still am.
Not the answer. It's clearly not the answer. The answer is let the market handle it. This is an example of how the market can handle this sort of thing, where people are outed. You know, this information is coming out now, and people can be aware of it. And also, if we didn't have the FDA, since we were talking about it earlier, if we didn't have the FDA around to empower these companies, because there's only so many companies in America that can afford to put their drugs through the approval process, if we didn't have the FDA to empower these companies and essentially cut them off from any other competition, we'd have more studies being done. We'd have more companies competing.
I want to posit something. More companies paying more psychiatrists to do more studies.
I want to posit something real quick. What's going on here is marketing. And in psychology, in the psychiatric stuff, it's very, very dangerous. What you see is, okay, for example, and I'm going to bring this up, and I'm going to bring up a name, and it's a plug. Who cares? They're okay. So big, it's not going to matter. Coke.
Right.
Okay? Obviously, they've had a huge marketing campaign. They're a household name. Everyone knows who they are, and they've had an effect. Now, their marketing thing is to get everyone to think of Coke every time you say the name of a soda. I mean, that was their effect.
Right.
Now, what these psychology in these psychotic drug, all these different various medicines have done is to get us to believe that they have somehow done an intense amount of research and that their drug is the end-all, be-all, and the only solution.
Right.
And these drug companies, these major drug companies, have us believing that about all these drugs. And that, no, a regimen of vitamins can't do that, or a change of diet, or, different exercise plans, or different environmental factors.
Just pop a pill.
Just pop a pill. It might not have anything to do with allergies. You might not be allergic to certain substances. You might. They don't tell you that. They just tell you pop a pill. It solves it everything for everyone. It's complete nonsense. Everybody's bodies are different, and everybody has all these subtly different reactions to everything. I was listening to a story earlier today on some radio show where they were talking about autism, and a kid who was cured almost completely of his autism, couldn't speak, whatnot, was given these...
How did it happen?
Psychiatric medication. He was born with it.
No, I mean, how did he get cured?
Oh, he got cured of it. They took him off the psychotic medicines, and they just changed his diet. They found out that he had a lot of food allergies and that he was short on a certain vitamin.
Now, that's amazing. And there's a lot of amazing stories out there about, what do you call it, homeopathic remedies like that, natural-based remedies. But the FDA forbids people from actually making claims about these remedies.
And the result of that forbiddance, what is the term, is
an endorsement of the pharmaceutical industry.
It's that, and the fact that on homeopathics, you don't know what each one's for. You have to go to somebody who's, some quack or whatever, to tell you what it is that they do.
Right, because they can't make claims on the bottle.
They can't make any claims on the bottle.
And besides being insidious, and the insidious government, regulations of that, it's the height of arrogance to assume that these companies know everything, know enough to be more powerful than the market,
well,
and
the
be
FDA
more
said,
powerful than people deciding on their own.
The FDA said that they're fine. The FDA approved it. It's not the companies. It's the FDA.
Right.
And that's where the crux is. That's where the control is.
It's incredibly arrogant to make that assumption, to make that the assumption that people can't decide on their own better than this market, you know, or better than this this government organization.
This one monopolistic government organization that has all sorts of control over medicine. And we think that you can make your own decisions. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Liger with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo. Now, what's validated mean, Manwich?
It means that they've taken a little sign and they've indicated somehow that they are listeners of Free Talk Live, whether it's writing FTL or Ian or Manwich on the sign. Somehow we know.
Yeah, it's usually a sign, but not always. There's some other ways to prove that you listen to the shows. You can
skywriting.
You can... That hasn't been done yet. That would be fairly difficult. We don't ask that you put that much effort into it, but send them to us, and we'll put you on our website, the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. All right, so we've been talking about all things, well, sort of drug-related this hour, for the most part. And here's some good news about, well, marijuana. Buffalo, New York, and other drugs. A recent spate of drug-related killings, this from Newsday.com, should prompt a discussion about legalizing some narcotics, said Erie County Executive Joel Giambra. Quote, until we get real about it, this problem is going to continue to build on the streets of urban America. We have to talk about legalization. Whoa. This guy is some sort of a high-ranking official in a government, and he's actually coming out and advocating legalization. Risky politically, but he's obviously got the cojones to do it, and I say more power to him. His comments followed a violent week that included the killing of a Roman Catholic nun, allegedly at the hands of an ex-con who told police he'd smoked crack cocaine before the attack and was trying to steal her cell phone so he could pawn it and buy some more crack.
Man.
Drugs are also thought to be involved in other recent slayings and in many of the city's 56 homicides last year. Ignoring some type of legalization amounts to pretending that the current anti-drug efforts are working, said this particular...
And they're not. They're not even coming close. It's growing every day.
He said the idea has had little immediate support in the local law enforcement community, though it did draw praise from our friends over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which supports legalizing drugs as a way to devalue and regulate them. Some national figures like conservative commentator William F. Buckley, former Secretary of State George Shultz, have also raised the issue of legalization, while one judge in Buffalo has also publicly discussed it. So could this be the beginning of a positive trend towards drug legalization with people that are actually in the halls of power in America coming out for this? Could we be moving in the right direction? Or is this just an aberration? Is this just one guy in Buffalo and he'll be forgotten about?
Well, you know, today I wasn't going to say it, but today I was talking to Bill Westmiller of the Republican Liberty Caucus, and I was talking to him about this very issue, and he said, man, you'd be surprised how many people in the Republican Party and others that believe in drug legalization, the whole thing.
All drugs.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be surprised, huh?
We'd be surprised.
So where are all the candidates?
Right. Well, they're not running on that platform because they don't think it's that popular. I mean, the total drug legalization platform, that's not a good one.
Well, that's why we need to popularize that idea, because
yes,
it's a great idea, and this guy's right. I mean, it is a major factor in violent crime. Not because they get high and go out and commit crimes while they're high, it's because they want to get money. That's why these crimes happen. That's why your car stereo might have gotten stolen. That's why your house was broken into. That's why somebody got robbed at gunpoint on the street.
I'm just wondering how fast... Once, you know, we were to get drug legalization, how fast this country would be like back like what it was during like the 1950s.
Like picket fences and that sort of
thing?
Yeah,
like, wah, bah, 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 bah.
I don't know if we're going to go back to that. But one thing's for sure, the crime would drop off really fast.
Oh, sure, it would be amazing.
800-259-9231 on the way. Hour number two is coming up. You bring up whatever you want. We're going to talk about sexual wiring and more. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're